seat with you. You never should have brought him in the beginning if you didn't mean
Amen.
God's grace is sufficient.
Yes.
I don't care what you may need, but you know our biggest problem is today, we don't thank God enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because the United States is one of the richest countries, or the richest country in the world. We have gotten so much until we don't forget about God.
Yes.
We've set God aside, put him on the back burner, and we're going on our separate ways.
Yes.
But let me tell you, my Christian friend, if you think you can get by without God today, let me tell you, you're wrong today.
Amen.
You better put the God back in your life.
Yes.
Some of us now, I remember when we had to have the horse and the buggy.
Sad preacher.
We had to go over and take that horse and buggy. I remember it so well. Me too. Early in the morning, we had to get up before the sunrise.
Yes.
Get on the old buggy, take us a piece of biscuit or something, get on that wagon with the mama.
Yes.
There we go on our way to church.
Yes.
But the people were blessed more.
Yes, sir.
You didn't have much, but you were blessed.
Yes.
And you appreciated what you had because you didn't have much. But now we are saying we got too much.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
We got our fine automobiles.
Sled rip.
We got our new bathrooms in our houses now.
Yes. Yes.
Got a pocket full of money. We got married, Bank of Mary cards. We got master cards.
Sled creature.
We got everything at the convenience. God has blessed us.
Yes.
And yet we have brought God
short. Sled.
But yet, God has never failed to bless us one time.
Amen.
But yet, we fail to give him just a little bit.
Amen.
But yet, we are saying to everybody, I'm saved. Thank God I'm born again. I'm sanctified. And so many of us are not even satisfied yet.
Amen.
Amen.
God give us what we asking for, and we're still not satisfied.
Amen.
We're still begging and pleading for more, and don't even know our blessing when we see it.
Amen.
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 But yet, we still begging God. You don't have to beg God for nothing.
That's right, brother.
His grace is sufficient. Yeah. All you got to do is ask for it and wait on it.
And wait on it.
Sometimes we wonder why the Lord don't bless us. I tell you why he don't bless us. It's because we don't have the faith that we should have.
Amen.
We can believe that God can give us an automobile, but when it comes to a healing of the body, I don't believe that. Lord, maybe the Lord can do it.
Yeah.
I heard people say it.
Yeah.
When we need food in our cupboard, maybe the Lord can do it. And maybe he can, but I'm going to try to help him myself. God don't need nobody. He's God all by himself.
Yes.
His grace is sufficient.
Yes,
before.
It is.
Yes.
Some of us said, Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, I'll go.
Yes.
I wonder how far if we're going with him this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Some said, Lord, if you just heal my body, if you take care of my child, Lord, I'll give him back to you.
Yes.
I wonder how many of us did it this morning. But God gave his only begotten son.
Yes, he did.
How many of us this morning, if you had only one child, how many of us be willing to give that one child?
Say it.
Knowing he's destined from birth that he should die.
Yes.
How would you feel if you gave all you had? Some of us not going to even give the last dollar we got in our pocketbook to somebody they're hungry. Let's mourn our child.
Well.
Some of us not going to even give anybody some need and they're hungry. Let's know what our child.
Amen.
Abraham was going to offer his son up as a sacrifice, didn't he?
Yes.
But he had faith in God's grace.
Yes.
He was getting ready to slay him.
Yes,
and an angel came and said, behold.
Yes, sir. That's the God.
God has seen it.
Yes.
He knows your heart.
Yes, he do.
He know your heart, too, if you just only let him have his way.
Yes.
Sometimes we're so burdened down.
Yes.
We can't even get a prayer through. Some of us said, Lord, I done prayed, and Lord, you haven't done it. Stop worrying, God.
Amen.
You know what I do? I haven't always been where I am today. Amen. You know, I didn't have very much. I go to my covet and I open it. I say, "Now, Lord, look at my covet. Now, my covet is bad. Now, Lord, I need some food in my covet." And do you know, somewhere before the sun was set in the evening, my covet had food in it.
Amen.
Why? Because Amen. I didn't worry God. I told God, I said, "Now, Lord, remember, I don't have no food in my covet." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell God what you want and leave it alone. Amen. Have faith. This is what I'm trying to get you to see.
Yes.
Have faith in God, because His grace is sufficient.
His grace is sufficient.
Saints of God, if you don't do nothing but wave your hand, be real in it.
Amen.
If you don't do nothing but clap your hands, be real in it.
Be real.
And let God bless you for it.
Amen.
Brother preacher, let me say that.
Yes, sir.
Say this, and then I'm going to sit down. This ain't got nothing to do with the subject either.
That's all right. That's
but let me tell you something. So many times, saints of God, we say we've been saved.
Mm-hmm.
We've been sanctified.
Well.
But can't nobody beat us in the jokes.
Amen. Amen.
Can't nobody beat us in the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, I'm born again.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, we juked all night and get up on church on Sunday morning, and we can't beat a shower. And can't be some of us sleeping either.
Amen.
But yet and still, I'm born again.
Amen.
Some of us got 3 and 4 wives. And sitting there. Some, I know some preachers got 2 or 3 wives
yes.
in the church.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But yet and still, they're trying to preach God's word.
Yes. Hell no. That's the cause.
Woe be unto one that commits adultery and fornication.
Yes. Yeah.
Some of us men, we can't hardly take our own houses for trying to take care of somebody else's.
Amen.
Some of these women taking some of these men hard-earned money. They done went out there and worked in the cold and in the sweat. And instead of spending on her wife, on the children in herself, she's spending it on somebody else's
yes.
love, on somebody else's man.
Yes.
But God is looking at you.
Yes, He is.
You wonder if we as men would get together and take care of our own children, we wouldn't have no need for the government to take over, to try to take care of our children.
Yes.
Sad.
If some of the women would do your job, you don't have to worry about another woman taking your man.
Amen. Amen.
Be the wife of one.
Mm-hmm.
One husband.
That's it.
And be the husband of one wife.
That's what it says.
And let God bless you for it.
Yeah.
Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
God. Thank God for your word. Thank you for your word. Oh, yes, Jesus.
The door of the church is open. We accept young Christian experience by letter candidate for baptism. If there's one, won't you please come? The door of the church is open. Accept your Christian experience by letter candidate for baptism. In your life. Let Him work it out in your life. You will become a new creation if you let Jesus just work it out for you. Everything else will be all right.
Look at that.
say amen again. Yes. God's grace,
yes, sir,
is sufficient.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Paul heard those words, and he said, I sought the Lord twice,
yes.
And he told me,
yes,
that his grace
is sufficient.
Is sufficient.
Yes.
But Pickett, you preached out of your soul.
Yes, yes, yes.
Couldn't have been done any better.
Amen. Amen.
That's what the Bible meant when it said, go tell.
Yes, yes.
Tell it on the mountain. Tell it on the housetop.
Yes.
Tell it in the highways and the byways of life. You just go tell.
Yes.
What are you going to tell?
Tell dying men and women,
yes,
that the wages,
yes,
of sin is,
yes,
death,
yes,
but the gift of God,
yes,
is eternal life.
Sure enough, sure enough.
Yes.
You told us something.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that,
yes,
to the high.
Yes, yes.
I want to say this to you. You know the gospel can't be bought. The Bible says one of the men that had been around and had heard that the Holy Ghost had been given.
Yes, yes.
And he wanted to buy it. He said, hey, can I buy it?
Uh-huh.
You can't buy it.
No.
And I tell you something else. Now, you might not want to believe this, but you can't take somebody else's potion.
No, you can't.
You can't do that either.
Have your own.
Amen.
Jesus said that every knee
shall bow. Yes,
indeed. All of us got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
That's didn't right.
He say that?
Amen.
And then after standing, you got to give an account of the deeds done,
yes, sir,
while on the face of this earth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know, I feel good. I'm not a preacher, but I'm a pastor. We're going to take up an offering here for this preacher. Brother officers, you all come and take up an offering there for him.
Praise God.
Praise him. Wonderful message. Wonderful. Whatever. Whatever you are able to give it freely from your heart, just like the preacher said. Just be thankful and thank God for things being as well as it is, because it could be so much worse.
That's the truth.
You ought to be around Crescent City, around about there. And look at those used to be orange trees and used to be fern,
right,
ferneries. You ought to go down to that area and you'll find out the things to be so much worse than what they are right now.
All right now.
I heard a man say yesterday while I was at a funeral, God tried to warn us last year at Christmas time.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
And a lady said to me, you know, just come right on. Lady said to me, said, Lord, say, isn't it a difference in this year and last year? And then the Lord said, I'm going to work a miracle on you, too.
All right.
And he just waited till shortly after Christmas.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
shortly after Christmas. He didn't do it on Christmas Day, but he waited a little while to let you know that he's still God.
Still God. Still God.
He's God in January as well as he is in December.
Don't be God in
him. Hey! Hey!
That's all right.
He's still God. And they said, no, it ain't going to get cold in March and February. You don't know that.
All right, all right. He's still God.
He's still God.
Still God.
And my Bible tells me that the time is going to come when you can't tell the summer from the winter.
All right, if you get that. All right, now. Still God.
He's still God. Yes. He's still God.
That's all right.
His grace, though, is still sufficient.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's still sufficient. It's still sufficient. We want to thank him quickly. We better get right with God. I'm going to tell you that.
Yes.
Time is shorter than you think.
Sure is. It's well spent. Well spent. Yes.
Let me plead with you to be back here at 3 o'clock in our fellowship program with Jethro First Baptist Church. We want all the children back. Give it here. We want all the children back. Reverend, it's not paying you for your service room here today, but we thank you for a wonderful sermon. May God bless you. May he keep you, and hopefully that will help you on your way. Sister
telling in the way they're saying. And it's not fair to our children. You know, making themselves look good. We're not proud of the fact that what happened the way it happened, the way things were, it wasn't our fault. And it didn't last forever. But we suffered, and we're still suffering because of those things. That's all I'm saying.
We want to thank Sister Nelson for reminding us that the month of February is National Negro History Week, and to know that she has put forward an effort to bring us together and teach us about our roots, our heritage, whichever one you want to use. But like I said, if there is no history, you can become confused.
That's right.
It'll go out one ear, or in one ear, and right on out the other. But you got to have a history record. Again, we are proud to have our visitors, Brother Hamilton.
I just learned that Deacon McCormick, he ill today, mm-hmm. reason he wasn't here. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to remind the people that we have a member sick, his Sister Lucinda Jones, right. And she is missing very, very on the Ursher Bowl. And I would like for those that haven't been around to go around and pray with her.
Amen.
And kind of give her a hand as much as possible. So we also plan to go around there this evening. And I also plan to go out and see Deacon McCormick sometime today.
Well, I will be going out to see Deacon McCormick because that's where I'm going to eat today.
I better follow you.
We're glad to have Sister Dorothy Anderson back in church with us and out of the hospital and recovered real well. We're happy to have her. Yesterday, I said that I was in two funerals yesterday, one at Gethsemane and one over in Palatka at Mount Taylor Baptist Church. Time is winding up on us, folks.
Yes, it is.
It's winding up on us.
Excuse me, Rabbi. I just learned that Sister Eunice John is also sick.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Thank you kindly. I asked about Sister Wilson yesterday. I asked about her and her sister. If that's all... of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with these thy people, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Please shake someone's hand before leaving the church building. Yes, sir. Okay.
That was on.
Yeah, that was on. I was recording it. You were staring at me.
It was set.
Huh?
It was saying. What were we doing?